Here's a story about some unlikely victims of climate change, not polar bears stranded by melting ice or Pacific atolls battered by rising sea levels. I'm talking about the Chinchorro mummies of South America. In northern Chile, where these mummies were discovered, archaeologists have been alarmed by what's happening to them. They are rapidly deteriorating, turning to black ooze. Chilean scientists turned to a Harvard scientist for help, Ralph Mitchell. This is what he does. He investigates why ancient relics deteriorate. So Chinchorro mummies, 7,000 years old, seems like they've been preserved pretty well up in the Atacama Desert until now. What happened?
Well, my information from my colleagues in Chile is that the fog began to roll in off the Pacific about 10 years ago. The climate was changing, and the mummies began to deteriorate, and they couldn't work out why. And that's why they contacted me. I'm a microbiologist. So the interest was, is this a microbial process like an infection?
Right.
And they had about 200 mummies, and they were fine until this fog started to roll in. And of course, they saw deposition of moisture on the mummy surfaces. That deposition of moisture was associated with the beginning of deterioration of the skin of the mummies.
So your belief is that the microorganisms embedded in that moisture is now, they're now eating away at the mummified skin?
Well, that's an interesting question. Not necessarily in the moisture. You know, there are all around us indigenous microorganisms. Our environment is full of non-pathogenic microorganisms. All you have to do is give them a little moisture. If you look at the fruit and vegetables in your refrigerator, you know, you'll see them going moldy. Well, where did the mold come from? It's all around us. So they are normal indigenous microorganisms that were capable of decomposing skin. These were not rare. They were common, normal microorganisms. Give them a little moisture and they'll start growing.
So here's a case that you can't solve with mothballs. What can you do?
Well, the message that scientists in the museum and the archaeologists in the museum are getting is you have to put in climate control to move all of the mummies into a climate-controlled environment. You cannot leave them in the open anymore, despite the fact that this area is one of the driest in the world.
Yeah, I was going to say, it speaks volumes of the kind of conservational properties of the Atacama Desert.
Yeah, well, it raises an important issue, and that is our cultural heritage globally is at risk. One has to think, as the climate is changing around the world, what about our heritage materials, our archaeological sites, our museums, our libraries? Anything that's open is at risk from climate change. I mean, if we think about the mummies in Egypt and how much we revere them as part of our history, this is an even more ancient part of our history. You know, you look at the skin and you say, this is skin of people who lived 7,000 years ago. That is, you know, it's awe-inspiring, and you don't want that lost. That's our memory.
Professor Emeritus at Harvard, Ralph Mitchell, great to have you on the program. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.